This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why emotional self-awareness is not the same as emotional expression. Knowing what you feel and showing what you feel are two different skills. In short, emotional self-awareness is the internal ability to notice and name what you feel. Emotional expression is the choice of what to share and how to share it. You cannot express emotions well without awareness, but awareness alone does not require expression. They are sequential, not synonymous. Definition: emotional self-awareness is the capacity to recognize, name, and understand your own feelings in real time without immediately acting on them. It is the internal foundation of emotional intelligence, distinct from emotional expression, which is the outward communication of those feelings to others. The moment the confusion does real damage. A manager I worked with years ago was brilliant at reading a room. She noticed tension before anyone named it. She tracked her own frustration with precision. By every measure, her emotional self-awareness was strong. But she had been told, repeatedly, that to be emotionally intelligent she needed to express her feelings more openly. So she did. She started sharing her anxieties with her team during difficult projects. She named her disappointments aloud in meetings. And her team, who had trusted her steadiness, began to feel uncertain. Not because she felt those things, but because she shared them in the wrong moments with the wrong people. The confusion cost her something real. Her awareness was never the problem. Her expression needed judgment, not volume. This is a distinction that most writing on emotional intelligence fails to make clearly. Emotional self-awareness and emotional expression are not the same skill. They do not operate the same way, and developing one does not automatically develop the other. What emotional self-awareness actually requires. Emotional self-awareness is entirely internal. It asks you to notice what you're feeling, name it with precision, and understand why it is arising, without immediately doing anything about it. This is harder than it sounds. Most of us move from feeling to reaction without the gap in between. Someone challenges your idea in a meeting, and you feel your jaw tighten. That tightness is data. Emotional self-awareness is the skill of catching it, naming it accurately, and holding it long enough to think. Is this irritation, embarrassment, the specific sting of being dismissed by someone whose opinion matters to you? The precision matters. There is a real difference between noticing I'm a bit annoyed and recognizing I feel undermined, and this is the third time this week. The second version gives you something to work with. The first gives you almost nothing. Self-awareness also means tracking your patterns over time. You start to notice that you feel most defensive when you have not slept well, or that a particular colleague reliably triggers a protective reaction in you. This is not navel-gazing. It is a kind of self-knowledge that lets you prepare, adjust, and choose rather than simply react. When teams fall into the reactive patterns described in Signs Your Team's Amygdala Hijack Problem is Destroying Synergy in Real Time, the root cause is almost always a deficit of this internal recognition. What emotional expression actually requires. Emotional expression is the outward act of communicating what you feel, and the skill lies in deciding what to share, how to share it, and with whom. Good expression is not raw disclosure. It is deliberate. It requires you to have done the awareness work first, then to make a judgment about whether sharing this feeling serves the relationship, the conversation, or the outcome you need. Expressing emotions without the prior awareness is simply being reactive. You are not sharing a feeling you understand. You are venting one you have not yet processed. Strong emotional expression also demands an emotional vocabulary. If your only available words are fine, frustrated, or upset, your expression will be blunt and easily misread. The more precisely you can name what you're experiencing internally, the more accurately and usefully you can communicate it to someone else. This is where awareness and expression connect. Awareness builds the vocabulary. Expression puts it to use. Expression carries real relational weight. When you say I felt dismissed in that conversation to a colleague, you're doing something that requires courage and judgment. You're creating an opening for connection or repair. But if you've not done the internal work first, what comes out is often accusation dressed up as disclosure. Side by side, how these two skills differ. Dimension: emotional self-awareness, emotional expression, where it happens internally, privately, outwardly, in relationship. Primary: skill recognition and naming, communication and judgment. Audience: yourself, another person or group. Risk of getting it wrong, missing signals, reactive behavior, misreading the moment, eroding trust. Can it happen alone? Yes, entirely no, requires another person or context. What it builds: self-knowledge, emotional regulation, connection, transparency, trust. When it is misused: rumination, without action, oversharing or suppression. The table gives ye the skeleton. Here is what the skeleton misses. The most important contrast is the question of audience. Awareness has no audience but you. You are the only one who needs to know what you have noticed. Expression, by definition, involves someone else, and that other person brings their own context, history, and emotional state to whatever you share. This is why the same feeling, expressed in two different ways, can either open a door or close one permanently. The second contrast worth sitting with is the risk column. When your self-awareness is weak, you miss the signals your emotions are sending, and you react from a place you do not understand. This is the soil in which amygdala hijack escalates workplace tension in high-pressure moments. When your expression is poorly calibrated, you may have all the internal clarity in the world and still damage a relationship by choosing the wrong moment, the wrong words, or the wrong degree of disclosure. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where the two skills genuinely overlap. There is real overlap here, and it is worth naming honestly. You cannot express emotions well without first being aware of them. A person who has done the internal work of recognizing and naming a feeling is in a far stronger position to share it clearly and at the right moment. In this sense, awareness is upstream of expression. It is the necessary foundation. There is also a feedback loop that runs in the other direction. Sometimes the act of putting a feeling into words for someone else sharpens your understanding of it. You say, "I felt sidelined in that meeting," and as the words leave your mouth, you realize that sidelined is not quite right. What you felt was invisible. That refinement would not have happened without the attempt to express it. The overlap is real, but knowing the distinction still matters, because each skill has its own failure mode and its own developmental path. Improving one does not automatically improve the other. Three confusions that keep getting people in trouble. 1. Treating silence as self-awareness. The mistake: assuming that because you are not expressing your emotions, you must be managing them well. Why it happens: people who pride themselves on professionalism often equate emotional restraint with emotional intelligence. What to do instead? Ask yourself whether you're actually noticing and naming what you feel, or simply suppressing it. Suppression is not awareness. It is avoidance with a professional mask on. 2. Treating openness as emotional intelligence. The mistake: believing that sharing your feelings freely and often is a sign of strong emotional intelligence. Why it happens: vulnerability has been celebrated in leadership culture to the point where disclosure has become confused with depth. What to do instead? Check whether you have done the awareness work before you express. Sharing a feeling you have not yet understood is not vulnerability, it is noise. The confidence-competence loop that explains why some managers handle workplace tension better is built on awareness first, expression second. 3. Assuming awareness automatically produces better expression. The mistake: working hard to build self-awareness and expecting expression to follow naturally. Why it happens: the two skills feel connected, so people assume they develop together. What to do instead? Treat expression as a separate practice. Once you know what you feel, you still need to decide whether to share it, how to frame it, and what you want it to do in the relationship. These are judgment calls that awareness alone cannot make for you. When self-awareness deserves your full attention, prioritize building your awareness when you notice that your reactions are faster than your understanding of them. If you regularly leave difficult conversations unsure of why you felt what you felt, that is the gap to close first. Awareness is also the skill to develop when you tend to ruminate after conflict. Rumination often signals that you are trying to process something your awareness has not yet fully named. The core framework for staying calm when feedback triggers a defensive reaction works precisely because it builds the awareness habit into the moment of pressure, rather than leaving you to sort through the wreckage afterward. This is a skill that belongs entirely to you, requiring no one else's cooperation and no particular moment to practice it. When expression deserves the effort. Invest in your expression when you have the internal clarity, but struggle to communicate it in a way others can receive. Some people are highly self-aware and chronically underexpressive. Their teams and colleagues never know where they stand. This creates a different kind of problem. People fill the silence with their own interpretations, and those interpretations are really kind. Expression also matters most when the relationship itself is what is at stake. Saying "I was hurt by that comment" to someone you trust and work closely with is an act of repair. Leaving it unsaid means the feeling sits in the space between you, shaping every interaction afterward without either of you naming it. Emotional intelligence and tone in leadership communication depends heavily on this willingness to close the gap between what is felt and what is communicated at the right moment and in the right register. Expression also needs attention if you notice that your delivery consistently produces defensive reactions in others. Often that is not a content problem. It is a timing or framing problem. You may be sharing the right feeling at the wrong moment or framing disclosure as accusation. What the confidence competence loop reveals about why some people give better feedback touches on exactly this: the how of emotional communication shapes whether it lands as honest or as threatening. The sequence that changes how you practice both. Here is the truth of it. These two skills are sequential, not parallel. Awareness must come first. Without it, expression is just reaction with better vocabulary. The practical implication is this: before you work on how to share your feelings more effectively, make sure you can name them with precision. Spend a week simply noticing your emotional states without doing anything about them. Not suppressing, not expressing. Just noticing and naming. What actually arises in you during a difficult meeting? What does it feel like at the start of a conversation you are dreading? Build that vocabulary first. Then, once the awareness is solid, bring your judgment to bear on expression. Ask, does sharing this feeling serve the relationship? Does it serve the conversation? Do I understand it well enough to communicate it clearly? If the answer is yes, then express it with care for the other person's capacity to receive it. Emotional self-awareness is the ground beneath your feet. Expression is what you build on top of it. Get the sequence right, and both skills become genuinely useful rather than simply well-intentioned. Frequently asked questions. What is emotional self-awareness? Emotional self-awareness is the ability to notice and accurately name what you're feeling in the moment, without immediately acting on it. It is an internal skill, the foundation of emotional intelligence, that lets you understand your own reactions before they drive your behavior. How is emotional self-awareness different from emotional expression? Emotional self-awareness happens inside you. It is the act of recognizing and naming your feelings. Emotional expression is what you choose to share outward and how you share it. One is private recognition. The other is deliberate communication. You need the first before the second is useful. Can you have emotional self-awareness without expressing your feelings? Yes. Self-awareness is entirely internal. You can be deeply aware of your frustration, grief, or excitement without sharing any of it. Whether you express an emotion depends on the situation, your relationship, and your judgment. Awareness gives you that choice. Expression is what you do with it. Why does confusing self-awareness with expression cause problems at work? When people treat self-awareness as expression, they either suppress feelings entirely, thinking silence means control, or they overshare feelings in moments that call for discretion. Both errors damage trust and professional relationships. Clear awareness without thoughtful expression is incomplete. Expression without awareness is simply reactive. How do you develop emotional self-awareness in practice? Start by naming your emotions with precision during the moment they arise. Move beyond broad words like angry or stressed to more specific ones: disappointed, overlooked, anxious. The more precisely you can name what you feel, the more clearly you can decide what, if anything, to do with it. Is emotional expression always appropriate in a professional setting? Not always. The value of emotional expression depends entirely on context, relationship, and timing. Some emotions serve the conversation when shared. Others are better processed privately or redirected through how you use the core framework to stay grounded during a tense workplace conversation. The skill is knowing which is which. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.